The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Should you have to unfollow exes on the timeline? Seriously? I think scrubbing the timeline shows that you care entirely too much. You took that much time to go through every photo.
It's also showing respect to your new partner, though.
So you're just basically going to pretend like you didn't have a past? So Amber is on line one. Miss Amber, to delete or not to delete or throw away photos, what do you do?
Delete. We do not need them in our lives. And if I didn't delete, it's because I didn't want to go back that far on my photos. I got a lot of photos, but I'm going to tell you right now, yeah, if I didn't delete, I had my ex-husband, and I do not want to see that guy anywhere floating around on my page.
Oh. I love that you censored yourself.
Yes, if you get a divorce, anything, I mean, that's definitely up to your preference and the kids, but I do not want to see that face on any of my photos.
Doesn't that kind of show
you care? Reminds you all the time. Snapchat reminds you all the time.
Facebook wasn't around when I was married.
I was going to say, we're MySpacers. We're MySpacers, girl.
Digital. I don't have a trace besides an old crusty photo album.
And you're not going to throw that away, are you?
No. I actually gave that to my daughter because we did have a daughter together.
Oh.
If I didn't have any kids with him, I probably would have burned it, ate it. I don't know. Did something with it. But
Amber,
I
can tell you're not fond of your ex.
I think burning it under a new moon would have been the way to go.
That's the way to go, right?
Yes. Zobra. You know.
The Burning Man.
That's why it depends on the situation. I mean, if you had a nice, clean, easy break divorce, then maybe you do want to see his face from time to time.
So you have a daughter with this person. Are you able to just not be around him? Like the holidays come?
Absolutely. We live in different states. I haven't talked to this person in probably 20 years.
Oh. Is he just a bad guy? Was he just bad?
I got married young, and he wanted to still party, and I was in mommy mode. Had her when I was 17 years old.
Yeah,
I had to go into quick mom mode and not have the life that teenager usually has after high school, and he wanted to go out and party still.
He forgot that he was part of that.
Yeah.
He forgot. I had a hand in this.
I'm glad it happened the way that it happened, and I'm married to a wonderful person now. Aww. We have two boys, and we've been together. We'll be 15 years this
Woo!
March.
Congratulations!
And thank you. And I will put up his beautiful face all over my Facebook.
Amber, what is your husband's name?
Steven.
You tell Steven we said hi. And thank you so much for listening. It means the world to us.
Oh, of course. Love you all.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, Brittany on line four. Do you think it's a good thing to delete old photos, throw away old photo albums?
I think it's a good thing. I think you should, just depending on the situation. Like with my ex-husband, I wasn't married to him very long, but it was a horrible, horrible situation point I had a restraining order against him.
Oh, Brittany, that's different.
So, and then I have, I've only had like three serious relationships. One was the father of my two kids, my two oldest. And so I have it where you can like lock your album on Facebook.
Yeah.
So no one else can see it on the timeline. So I still have the photos of where he's in the picture with his daughter and his son or whatever, in case they want to see him later.
Right, right.
But he's not really in the picture. I already have that estranged relationship because he doesn't really talk to them, doesn't check in, nothing. So I don't also want to constantly remind them and make them sad because my oldest understands, but my second doesn't.
Isn't that horrible? I know that this is completely off topic, but I don't understand having a child and then just kind of disappearing or ask questions. Have they eaten today? Is the light on? It's just very odd to me.
It is because he's off playing stepdad to somebody else's kids right now.
Up with that?
I've never understood that.
Oh, that's like a whole different topic. Seriously, Brittany, hold on just a second. I mean that might be something we have to talk about on another day. Now I'm going to go to Crystal. Crystal, deleting old photos from the timeline, Facebook, Instagram, throwing old photos away, like photo albums. Is this a good or bad thing?
Deleting from the timeline, maybe a yes. Throwing away pictures, no. But my husband has 5 ex-wives.
He beat me. I thought I was, I've been married twice before Otto. Well, he wins.
He wins. But he has one ex-wife that he has no children with. He literally stayed friends with most of them. but then told me an ex is an ex. I'm like, an ex is an ex for a reason. So why are you friends with them? I mean, I'm not getting this. But when you have children involved, you have to start and think about them kids.
Yeah. That's a different story. I mean, I could see if they were they had no children together, but.
So,
right.
It bothers you. Obviously, it bothers you, Crystal.
Not something I want to see when someone goes to his Facebook page, and I don't want to hear about, oh, you remember when?
Ooh.
I've been waiting
for you to call all morning, sister, because I'm with you.
Because I literally quit going home for Christmas because my ex was still friends with my parents, and we went home. The last Christmas we went home, all they wanted to do was talk about my ex. I'm like, I'm married. I'm happily married. And
Crystal, that's so rude.
I always think that's a very odd thing to have the ex still be friends with the parents and still show up for Christmas or show up for Easter.
But when your 13-year-old gets in the car and that is not her dad and says, Mom, I think we need to make new holiday plans. And she is very 100% my husband now. Because her dad wasn't in the picture for her.
Right, right. She feels protective of him. She feels like her grandparents were disrespecting her father, the only father she's really ever known.
Very. I'm just not going to sit back and let somebody disrespect who I'm with now. You know what I mean?
Yes. Do you feel like him keeping all of his exes up, including the one that he doesn't have children with, do you feel like that's somewhat disrespectful?
It is disrespectful. And it was very hard on our marriage in the beginning because I was very, very jealous over that.
Yeah.
But then finally the table turned and it was him in my position. He realized where I was coming from.
He's like, oh, this is what it feels like. Yeah.
Yeah. He was like, okay, I totally get where you're coming from now. And I told him, I was like, I don't care about the pictures. I don't care that you have the pictures. I mean, it's not a big deal to me. My thing is, it's not something I want.
You're like, I don't want to see it. I don't want it coming up on memories, and I don't want people talking about it.
Yeah. Well, like, I listen to you every day, and y'all guys have put so much perspective into my life.
Oh my gosh, Crystal.
Y'all are my Monday through Friday. Like, when I don't get to hear y'all, I'm like, dude, we missed our show.
Crystal, we miss you too. Well, we're not here, I swear. Well, I love you. And tell your husband, delete that one X without the kids. Okay. Love you, girl. Bye.
Love you too. Y'all guys have a great day.
You too. Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You probably never considered, hey, let's have dinner at the convenience store or grab a great lunch. But after today's food news, Otto says you will. All right, it's time for Hottest Hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. What's up? I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
All right, so first hashtag, Costco is suing Trump. They want their tariff money back.
Oh.
So they're joining a list of businesses because of the Supreme Court case that is about to go on. They're hoping that the Supreme Court says that the tariffs are illegal. I know that this is difficult, right? The tariffs. I'll be honest, I don't completely understand it. What I do understand is a lot of my stuff's going up. And we were told that we weren't going to pay higher prices. And that has not been the case, right? And economists have argued tariffs make us pay more. And obviously that's happening. So Costco, along with Revlon and other companies, are like, if the Supreme Court declares the tariffs illegal, they want money back to refund to the customer.
They're talking about billions.
Billions of dollars. Oh, my gosh. As the world turns. Now, what do we have for food news, DJ Automatic?
7-Eleven has the viral egg sandwich coming to them. The one that you saw in Japan that everybody loves.
From TikTok and Instagram, the big fat one?
Yes. It's going to be at all your 7-Elevens here in the United States.
I'm so excited. So you buy them at convenience stores in Japan. And you're not excited, Anthony?
Just America's weird. We got tariffs, but we got Japanese egg salads and gas stations. I don't know what's going on.
That's why we can't afford regular meals anymore. You have to go to 7-Eleven.
I don't know how to feel about it. Either way, I ain't eating a gas station egg salad. I'll tell you that.
Why?
They're supposed to be like world renowned. They're like, people love them.
Extra fluffy. They have this, I guess, superior mayonnaise in them.
I draw my line at gas station banana. That's where it stops for me.
Wait, you'll eat a gas station banana? They're all brown and squished. And you're not going to eat a 7-Eleven Sammy?
100%.
We have to talk about this another day. Seriously, let's right now get into National Day. Anthony A.
All right, we have National Repeal Day.
All right.
Now, repeal them tariffs.
This actually goes back to 1920s when they repealed prohibition and made alcohol again legal.
Good thing for that. They got rid of that, yeah.
And they never got rid of alcohol. They got
rid of prohibition.
Exactly. All right, what's next?
And on that note, we have, of course, National Bartender Appreciation Day, y'all. Oh,
salute to all those great bartenders out there.
It's so hard. Sometimes I see bartenders being mistreated. I used to be a bartender, and there were times people would come in angry and upset. And instead of being angry at them, because you can't, you're waiting on people, I would always ask, like, how are you? How's your day going? Is everything good? You'd be surprised how quickly someone in a bad mood will just turn, flip, like, oh.
Well,
and just start telling you.
Too,
no, before you even serve them a drink, I used to feel like people just needed conversation.
100%.
You know?
And I also want to take a moment. Shout out the bar backs, too.
Oh, my God. Well.
Shout out the bar backs making it right. Appreciate
you. When you tip your bartender, or I don't know about everybody, but I used to have to share my tips with the bar backs and everybody else. Please tip them a lot this season because they're doing company parties. New Year's Eve is around the corner. Shout out all the bartenders out there doing the hard work.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kim Kardashian's son is acting. Salm. You know, she has four kids with Kanye West.
They have two boys, right?
Yeah, they have two boys.
Is the other one?
Yeah, Saint, Salm, obviously Northwest, and Chicago.
Chicago.
Chicago. So, you know, she's been very open lately. She's pretty much raising the kids by herself, but that's okay because if Kanye wants to see them, she's like, he's open to see them anytime. She'll send them if he's in a good state of mind. Or not, you know, or he's welcome to come to their house. They're big on family. That's one thing we know for sure. But when I found out he was acting, I was like, oh, here we go again. No, this kid is the cutest. He's in the movie Angry Birds 3. Take a listen.
Hello.
Oh, your voice is so cool.
It's so cute.
It's a really cool voice, right?
Let's do it.
What?
What? That's my favorite.
Oh, my gosh.
He does have a great voice.
At first, I was like, it's going to be another, you know, actor just putting their kids or whatever in the forefront for no reason. That kid has a cute little voice.
Now Kanye has the second best voice in his family.
I know, right? So I will tell you this.
Now he would be funny if he got up there and said, Beyonce had the greatest video of all time.
No, it would not be funny if he said that. No, he's not doing that. I love Taylor Swift, but I think Kanye was right on that. Either way, I would put my kids in the forefront if I was Kim Kardashian. People always make fun of Nepo babies. I don't care. If I could give my kid a job doing whatever, I'm doing it.
I mean, he's obviously talented and he's been gifted with a great sounding voice.
Even if my kid's not gifted, if I have a way to help them make money and move ahead in life, why wouldn't I? Who is faulting anybody for doing that?
What is a Nepo baby? Is that somebody
nepotism? Like you get the job because it's your family. So
I thought
what?
It was somebody who's still breastfed into like early youth. I was like, I didn't know what it was. Yeah. I was like a Nepo baby. I was like, oh, they're still latching on a mama, huh?
Not nipple baby.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Nipple is like
it's
similar.
It's short for nepotism. Anthony.
Oh, nepotism. So,
that word, right?
I don't even, I've never even heard that word.
That's when you give your family member a job.
When you're giving a family member a gig because they're family, not because they're qualified.
Where I'm from, we call that a hookup.
Exactly.
Like I hooked up. Like,
where I'm from, that's called you have to do this because that's your cousin, that's your sister, that's your daughter. You have to help your own. Why wouldn't you? I don't understand anybody being mad at that.
Because there's sometimes more qualified people, but obviously this kid's qualified, so good for him.
Yeah, well, the people who you know are going to get you in the door, but it's up to you to stay there, and that's what Psalm is doing.
Exactly. And like I said, if I had a chance, if I owned a multi-million-dollar company and I want to give all my kids jobs, I'm doing it.
And don't act like it didn't help the movie. We weren't going to talk about Angry Birds 3 ever.
I wasn't even going to do it. I saw it and I heard his voice. I was like, oh, now we have to talk about it. I don't even know what's in theaters. I just wanted to hear his little voice.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We talk about the Dana Cortez Show podcast all the time. I'm like, go listen. It's free on all platforms and all of that. And it is. You can upload it. Daily Auto.
Yes.
But we just got some news. Do you know who Joe Budden is?
Of course.
He's one of the most successful podcasters in the country.
He was one of my favorite rappers of all time for a long time.
Amazing mixtape series.
So the only song I know is
Pump It Up, I know.
That's the only one I know.
He's a good rapper.
He's a talented rapper, yes.
He's a better podcaster, though.
Okay, well, he said that he's heard, because, you know, he's privileged to a lot of behind-the-scenes conversations about podcasting because of his status, that a lot of podcasters are going to be going away next year.
Yeah, the advertising dollars are not going to be there.
Well, because they're not
getting
the
place. There's no ROI.
What is ROI, Otto?
Return on investment. So when these advertisers are putting money into these podcasters, they're not seeing the money come back.
So, but that, okay, I get it, all the business. It is hard to get people to buy into whatever it is you're selling. I don't want to just necessarily make this about podcasting. Whatever job you do,
well, it's hard to be entertaining consistently every day and do it for years on end.
I just said I didn't want to talk about this.
I'm talking about the art of being entertaining.
Like music or anything else,
And
too?
The other thing that happened with podcasting is a lot like DJing, is just because people could buy the equipment, they thought, oh, I can do that. I can make a quick buck off this. People are getting paid off this. And just like DJing, they're going to go away just because you
remember
can afford the equipment.
DJ thing? Yeah, I the celebrity.
How many Playboy bunnies did I have to DJ with? Because
like
they,
you were mad at that, Otto.
I was
like,
okay.
You were mad at that.
But it was like I felt like I was there as like a just in case she can't DJ, and most of the time she couldn't DJ.
But were you mad at it?
I mean, I still got paid.
And you got to hang out with a Playboy bunny.
I mean, I was married. It didn't really matter.
Oh, my God.
I think less podcasting would help, especially hip-hop. I think, speaking of Joe Budden, I think Joe Budden's venture into hip-hop was the slight decline of the culture because it allowed all these rappers to start pulling the cloth back and the curtain back, I mean, and start revealing secrets that didn't need to be said. So I do hope that a lot of them go away. But to the people who are out there pursuing it, if you love the art, you just love to talk with your best friends, keep doing it. Have fun.
Absolutely.
You're just not going to get paid for it.
I know. But like Anthony said, so what? If you love doing it, and who knows, it might turn into something great. If you have a love for anything, I'm setting the podcasting aside. If you have a little time to put into it, a little time and effort, why not if it makes you happy?
Yes, the former Alabama football coach Nick Saban says you should fall in love with the process and disregard the outcome. And if it's something Amen. That you, a craft that you want to pursue, just fall in love with the process.
Amen.
Just know it's going to be hard.
Yeah, everything is.
Yep.
Nothing in life worth anything is ever easy.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.